Good evening, everybody, and welcome. This is the Mount Prospect School District 57 Board of Education meeting on Thursday, April 6th. Virginia, would you take the call? Roll call, please.
Mr. Compassion?
Here.
Mrs. Kobus?
Here.
Mrs. Plaza?
Here.
Mr. Lean?
Here.
Mr. McCluskey?
Here.
Mrs. Nadel?
Here.
Mr. Sonnenfeld?
Here. So our first item on the agenda tonight is some student recognition. We have some really exciting accomplishments by some of our students. So we're going to jump right in, and we're going to start with our state wrestling qualifiers. And
we're not wrestlers.
Yeah, heavyweight and lightweight right here. Unfortunately. Oh, sorry, yes. I'm Mr. Matthew Garziello. This is
Mr. John Bonador.
Boom. Unfortunately, none of our three state qualifiers are here. I don't know that they're attending. I know one of them is not, so we might be 0-3, unfortunately. I can still say a few things, though. Our wrestling season this year was very successful. I was joined for the first time by Mr. B here. He did a great job coaching, and new to wrestling, so I got to beat up on him quite a bit. Our three state qualifiers this year were Rex Jones, Joey Miller, and Tommy Miller. It was exciting to have both the Miller boys back for a second time as state, and Rex, an eighth grader, both he and Joey. This is my first experience having guys in my program for 3 years in a row, so that was very cool, too. It's too bad they're not here, but we appreciate all the support over the season. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I want to thank our wrestling coaches, too, for all their work with our students throughout the year. That is Matt Garziella and John Bonadurer. Thank you, gentlemen. So we'll go on with our robotics teams. And our first group that we want to call up are the Propeller Heads. And their coaches, Jamie Beatty and David Rowe, would you? Let's have the coaches and those the team members that are here. Why don't you come up and just stand along the side, and I'm going to have your coaches say a few words.
Hello, I'm Kristen Kagi. I'm the robotics sponsor. And it's been quite the season, as it always is. These students are unbelievable in many ways. Our season starts the second day after school begins and goes up to December. And then, fortunately, every year they are so awesome that we make it to the state tournament in Elgin, and it's pretty amazing. And Sam is our only eighth grader, so it's been really cool from the beginning of the season every year to see how much growth these students go through, and then to see Sam, our only eighth grader, yet again, pretty impressive to see him as a sixth grader to come to this moment in time. And we're really hoping that he doesn't pass his classes, so he's stuck with us again next year.
Okay, so I want to recognize and give the certificates to each of these students. So I'm going to hand you all the extras.
Yeah, okay.
Let's see. I think this is Samuel Beatty. Leah Chadecki. Congratulations. Joseph Delahunty. Nicholas Gavin. Ben Benjamin LaRoe. Andrew Littman. Isabel Mantilla. Marcus Popescu. And Viet Tran. And then I have another certificate for Kevin Wizawati. And I want to recognize these adult sponsors as well. Jamie Beattie. And David Rowe. Okay, and the next group is the Believers. And their coach is Jason Domke and Carrie Molina. And I love these shirts. Can I get one of those? Awesome. Yeah, I'm a medium. So I have certificates for these students. Jake Anderberg. Aaron Bray. Alexandra Domke. Nicholas Domke. Jonathan Gildas. Claire Graver. Luka Kuzmanovic. Maeve Molina. Evan O'Brien. Jonah Wanabo. And also I want to thank our adult sponsors, Mr. Jason Domke, Mrs. Carrie Molina. And then finally, I want to recognize our staff sponsor for both these teams for all the time she put in with the students and everything. This is Ms. Kristen Kagi. So the final student that we want to recognize, this is for outstanding achievement in the Daughters of American Revolution American History Essay Contest. Her staff sponsor is Trina Courtney, and our student is Emma Muhlenbeck. Would you come up, please? And maybe you could tell us a little bit about this, and then Emma's going to share her essay with us.
So Emma just came from rehearsal for the musical and volleyball practice and then skirted in here. So that's what a well-rounded individual she is. And I really had nothing to do with her success except hand out the paper in social studies. And she voluntarily, without getting extra credit, without accounting for a grade, wrote this beautiful essay. The prompt was about America's national parks, right? And she won the chapter level and the district level. And there were only two more levels, so she really went far. Presented her essay in very big venues in both of those cases. I was at the chapter one, and she did a beautiful job. So she's just a very hardworking, special young lady, and I think you guys will really enjoy her essay. Emma?
Well, Miss Courtney also proofread it, and so did Mr. B. He's the tall one with the... Okay. So I released the breath I forgot I was holding as I stared down at the unique wind-carved mountains of the Gates of the Arctic National Park and Preserve in Alaska. I feel as if I am flying through the tree-topped mountains bathed in pure white snow along the meandering course of the river. I wonder if this land could talk, what would it say? Would it tell me its struggle to gain inconceivable beauty, or tell me what it saw in its devastating wars? Would it tell me how many children climbed up its trees in the search of the dragons flying overhead? Or tell me how its warm colors and caves are a refuge for animals orphaned by the bullets of pride and ignorance. I'm surrounded by history here in this carefully cared for park. It is only one of the 58 national parks and forest preserves that are taken care of by the National Park Service. It's hard to believe that over 13,000 years ago, nomadic hunters and gatherers used these trails to explore the unknown terrain of Alaska. Even now in this park, there's a Nunput Input village in the Antuquav Pass. This tribe was once part of a large nomadic tribe that would follow the caribou on this trail, but later the tribe stopped coming as the population of caribou dwindled. However, through the resilience of some residents, they found that they gravitated towards this land and accumulated a small, intimate family free of judgment and stereotypes. This national park was once simply a piece of land controlled by the will of an axe and the barrel of a gun. It has survived many battles in Congress to finally become the deeply admired park it is today. It all started with the Alaska Statehood Act, which gave the state the right to take 103 million acres of land from the public for state ownership. The process of this land becoming a park was slightly delayed as the issues in Vietnam diverted Congress's attention. Then, in December 1973, Secretary of Interior Roger Seebee asked Congress to add 63.8 million acres into the National Park and Wildlife Refuge. This is about equivalent to 6,300,000 football fields. He proposed three different parks to be taken from the land, including the Gates of the Arctic National Park and Preserve, which runs through the heart of the Brooks Range. The land was later established in 1978 as a national monument and then a national park and preserve in 1988, protecting 8.4 million acres of land. People fight to conserve this park so that generations can come to admire its vast, wild, undeveloped character and environmental terrain. It is one of the only places that has been untouched by the putrid, destructive hands of men. In this park, there's a breathtaking view of 7 million acres of designated wilderness, full of black spruce forests called taiga and boreal forests, supplied with white spruce, aspen, and birch trees. The beauty of nature is incomparable with the mix of birds, trees, and rich history. It is something simply out of a fairy tale. One of the most important aspects of this park is its western Arctic caribou herd, the population of which has been dwindling and is now protected by the park. The park helps secure the future of the caribou population in Alaska. Along with the caribou, several other animals inhabit this park, such as grizzly bears, black bears, wolves, moose, doll sheep, wolverine, muskrats, and foxes. This park has an astonishing rising elevation of 4,000 to 7,000 feet of glacier-carved mountains with intense geological patterns. The mountains help show the determination of how wind, glaciers, and rain sculpted a piece of art that Picasso would be jealous of. This park helps to protect the intricate Arctic ecosystem, providing scientists with the ability to understand climate change and manage wild resources. This place is a national treasure because everywhere I look, I see beauty, history, and culture. For the first time, I'm not thinking about social media, stress, or electronics. I'm liberated from the walls that a materialistic society confines me in. Instead, I'm encapsulated by the pure beauty of the national park. These parks are necessary for a thriving civilization. They're the one place where we can escape from being manipulated by pixels. This magnificent park helps me see beyond all possibilities. It is a place for average people to see through their cell phones and appreciate the beauty and history that can unearth all new kinds of possibilities.
Miss Courtney, would you come up? I have a certificate for you too. Thank you. Sometimes that's all you have to do is just prompt the student, right? Yeah, but you know, just providing the opportunity is just, you know, really important. And and along those lines, I wish I had a certificate for all the parents here, because that's what you're doing, is just, you know, providing opportunities, giving your children a chance to take advantage, encouraging them to take advantage of opportunities and try new things. And I know I speak for the whole board when I say that we want to continue to have that kind of environment, that kind of atmosphere here in District 57. So thank you all for being a part of that and participating in that. We'll take a short intermission, so if you don't want to stay for the formal part of the meeting, this is an opportunity for you to leave. Thank you all for being here. And you're welcome to stay. It's not a really long agenda. We'll only be here for a little while longer. Thank you. So I'd like to continue with the agenda. The next item is the board president report, and I don't have a lot.
You guys ready?
Yep.
You're being scolded.
No. No, I mean, I'm willing to wait. You know.
I just want to remind everybody that we have to file a statement of economic interest by May 1st. I know we all got an email about this, and probably Jerry and Eileen already took care of it before the election.
Of course.
And Karen and Joe don't have to worry.
Actually, so, we do, I think.
Oh, really?
I think it's the year in the past.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
So.
You better look that up.
So I'm glad I brought it up. And Dennis and Jen and myself have to make sure that we do that as well. So May 1st is the deadline to do that, I believe. And May 1st is also our reorganization meeting. I just want to remind everybody that will be here. It will be here. So that's a Monday. That's an unusual date. But we have to have that meeting within a certain number of days after the election. That's when we'll be swearing in the new board members, one of whom is here, Vicky Chung. And Brian may be joining us later. Brian May also was elected. So they'll be sworn in on Monday, May 1st. And there will be a short agenda as well. We're going to have a consultant for a possible referendum. That is what organization? Unicom.org. So they're going to be talking to us about, you know, considerations and what would be needed to prepare for a possible referendum run next year. So we'll hear from them on Monday, May 1st. But that will be the extent of the agenda for that meeting. Okay. Going on, a superintendent's report?
The only thing I wanted to ask was, were there any board questions regarding Adam's memo of the summer construction update that he provided to you? If not, I don't have anything else to report tonight either.
Anyone? Okay. Then this is the first opportunity for community comments. So if there's anybody here that would like to address the board, now is the time to do it.
Good evening, yes.
the specific dollar amount on that was addressed at a previous meeting. You could contact Dr. Allmiller. She can give you the exact dollar amount. Off the top of our head. She doesn't even probably know off the top of her head.
Don't make me mad at me. All right. I'll talk to her later. Okay, thanks much.
All right, thank you. Then the next, is there anyone else? Okay. The next item on the agenda is old business, and we have a number of Board of Education policies to approve. We had these on a previous agenda for first read, so tonight is just the approval for these various updated policies that we revisit from time to time to keep up to date with state laws as well as Illinois Association of School Board policies. So does anybody have any discussion or comments on these this time around? If not, then I will entertain a motion.
You got to read them, right?
Yes, sir.
You want me to do it, Joe? You want to do it?
Oh, sure, I'll do it.
All right.
I make a motion to approve the following Board of Education policy revisions: 6:15 school accountability, 6:50 school wellness, 6:60 curriculum content, 6:140 education of homeless children, 6:145 migrant issues, 6:160 English learners, 6:170 Title I programs, 6:340 student testing and assessment programs, 7:15 student and family privacy rights, 7:30 student assignment and intra-district transfer, 7:50 student admissions and student transfers to and from non-district schools, 7:60 residence, 7:70 attendance and truancy, 7:190 student behavior, 7:250 student support services, 7:260 exemption from physical education, 7:270 administering medicines to students, 7:305 student athlete concussion and head injuries, 7:310 restrictions on publications, elementary schools, 7:340 student records, 8:30 visitors to and conduct on school property, 8:70 accommodating individuals with disabilities, 8:100 relations with other organizations and agencies.
Second.
Mr. Compasco?
Yes.
Mrs. Kobus?
Yes.
Mrs. Kalchuk?
Yes.
Mr. Ween?
Yes.
Mikoski?
Yes.
Mrs. Nadel?
Yes.
Mr. Sonnenfeld?
Yes. And our next item is new business. We have a couple of personnel transactions, a couple of new contracts to approve, both the contract of our new Lyons Park principal for the fall and the assistant principal at Fairview. Would you like to say a few words?
It's my privilege and pleasure to bring forward to the board for recommendation two administrator contracts for next year. The first one being Katie Kelly, who will be the new principal at Lyons Park. You're getting cheers in the background. I don't know if you know that or not, but there's some high fives going on back there. Katie comes to us as a current practicing principal in Park Ridge District 64. She's been in District 64 for a number of years in a variety of capacities. We're delighted to have her joining us. We'll be introducing her to the Lyons Park staff next Tuesday morning. She will be telling her staff tomorrow morning that she will be leaving. So welcome, Katie. Delighted to have you joining us. And a unique feature about Katie, she actually lives in the Lyons Park attendance area. So she is really part of Lyons Park School through and through. And it's bittersweet because I'm seeing Chris Gritzmacher sitting there after 18 years serving as principal in Lyons Park. And I also am pleased to have to bring forward the contract for Una Durkin, who will be the assistant principal at Fairview. Una has been in the district serving as a teacher for 11 years, is that correct? And this current year, she served in that capacity of the makeshift position we came up with because we couldn't fill school psychologists. and half of the position of assistant principal will be that student service coordinator role. So, Una, I'm delighted to have you joining the administrative team, and I know the Fairview community is going to be delighted to have you in this new role because you are dearly loved. So, my pleasure to bring those recommendations forward for the board approval tonight.
So, do I have a motion?
I move to approve the contracts of Lions Park principal and the contract of Fairview assistant principal.
Second.
Mrs. Kovas?
Yes.
Mrs. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Lean?
Yes.
Ms. Husky?
Yes.
Mrs. Nadel?
Yes.
Mr. Pancasco?
Yes.
Mr. Sonnenfeld?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yeah, welcome.
Welcome.
So at this time, the board has business for closed session. We need to meet regarding the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees. Board action may or may not take place following closed session. Do I have a motion to convene into closed
session? Make a motion to convene into closed session.
Second.
Ms. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Lean?
Yes.
Ms. Husky?
Yes.
Mrs. Nadel?
Yes.
Mr. Pancasco?
Yes.
Mrs. Kovas?
Yes.
Mr. Sonnenfeld?
Yes. Before we adjourn, Mr. Goodman. That's Mr. Lewis Goodman. He's a good friend of the board. We know who you are. You're all right. So thank you all for being here. We will now convene into closed session.